Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by giving an update on some local business that's been going on. I understand you had a pretty busy week. Let's start with the FFA banquet.
I had the opportunity to attend the annual awards banquet for the Otto Eldred FFA, and it's always a wonderful opportunity to recognize all the students for their hard work and all that they've done throughout the year. I congratulate all the students in this great program. It's a growing program at Otto Eldred, and they're just doing great work. Special recognition to two seniors, Sarah Beaver and Ethan Van Camp, who earned their Keystone degrees. So congratulations to everyone at Otto Eldred FFA.
Another thing that happened this week, I understand that you got to meet with DCNR about Denton Hill State Park. What's going on there?
It's a project that we really need to get moving. Senator Chris Dush, Representative Clint Owlett, and I had the opportunity to meet with DCNR this week to get an update on plans for Denton Hill State Park. As folks will remember, it's an operation that's been closed for several years, and we wanted to get an update on what the plans are for that. They've put out two requests for proposals for concessionaires to partner with DCNR to operate the state park and the concession there. Unfortunately, the first round didn't produce any proposals. The second round did produce two applicants, of which DCNR is still evaluating. We had an extensive discussion about what it's going to take to move forward with the project. We have to be all in on it, and we have to invest the money that we need to make it successful and get it not only back open, but open as a four-season operation. So we're going to continue working with DCNR to get this facility back open and have it be a successful venue in Potter County.
Another thing that is very exciting going on in the area very soon is the ATV trails are going to be open. I understand. What's the latest here?
The DCNR ATV pilot program is issuing permits for the 2023 riding season. The pilot offers ATV trails in mostly Potter County and some in Tioga and some in Clinton County. And the cost for a permit for Pennsylvania registered ATVs is $40 and $60 for non-Pennsylvania registered ATVs. The pilot riding area will be open for use starting on Friday, May 26th, and will remain open until Sunday, September 24th. In addition to that, the Allegheny National Forest ATV trails will also open on May 26th at 8 a.m. and will remain open through the summer riding season, where they will also close on September 24th. So the ANF offers 109 miles of motorized trail system, and you can purchase a permit to ride on the ANF going to their website at www.fs.usda.gov.
A couple of dates coming up, Representative. Early next week, Monday, is Peace Officers Memorial Day. What's this really about?
Every year, May 15th is designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day, and this is observed during National Police Week, which is May 14th through the 20th. The day was first established by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, designated to pay tribute to our brave local, state, and federal peace officers who have died or been disabled in the line of duty. And it's certainly very important to memorialize and remember these officers who have bravely sacrificed their lives to protect public safety.
And Tuesday is Election Day, primary election day. What do people need to know?
Well, primary election day is upon us. Tuesday, May 16th is the municipal primary election, and voters will have the opportunity to choose their party's nominees for positions such as county commissioner, county row officers, school board, borough and township officials, statewide judges. So I would like to encourage folks to get out and vote. The polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on election day.
And Representative, I understand that finally you got to celebrate with some folks from your district a milestone. What's this all about?
I had the opportunity to present a congratulatory citation to Gary and Laura Isidore of Smethport, congratulating them on the occasion of their 50th anniversary. So I want to wish them a very happy anniversary.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.